The Motherhood Channel is your trusted source to provide in-depth information from UC San Diego experts focused on pregnancy, childbirth, and the first year of life. Visit uctv.tv/motherhood for more.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ina Stelzer. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Pathology, and I would like to talk about what we do in the lab where we study reproductive and systems immunology. So the maternal immune system needs to adapt to pregnancy to establish and maintain tolerance to the semi-allogeneic fetus, which expresses genes and thus antigens that are coming from the father. We know that this immune adaptation is disturbed in pregnancy complications, for example, preterm birth. In my previous research and currently ongoing research, we have leveraged these immune dynamics to predict the onset of labor from maternal metabolome, immunome, and proteome in maternal blood samples that were collected in the last 100 days before the onset of labor. And since then, we have expanded these measurements to now also look at the immunopathology preceding spontaneous preterm birth. And we found that immune dysregulations of this maternal immune adaptations already occur in the first trimester in women who will later experience spontaneous preterm birth, which gives us indication that we might be able to find early biomarkers and potentially therapeutic targets to intervene eventually. So we, in our lab, the current focus of our studies is the brain body connection in pregnancy. So the question is how the central nervous system or the maternal brain influences the necessary local and peripheral immune local and systemic immune adaptations in the periphery to allow for the healthy growth of the baby, and then also how the pregnancy influences the maternal brain. And we see the immune cell as the integrating hub of all these different adaptations, and these immune cells communicate across a variety of peripheral and central niches. These immune cells integrate the immunotolerogenic adaptation, the neuroendocrine adaptation that is driven in big parts by the placenta, then neurobiological adaptations, and also behavioral adaptations, for example, sleep or differences in feeding behavior. And these adaptations are all influenced by social determinants of health. So as a first indication of this neuroimmune synapse in pregnancy, I just brought some pilot data that we have generated in the lab where we've seen that treating mice with an SSRI, an antidepressant, decreases serotonin transport, synthesis, and downstream signaling in circulating CD4 T cells, specifically in pregnancy, which gives us an indication of how dynamic and modulated this communication between brain and peripheral system seems to be. We study this neuroimmune synapse using healthy and pathological pregnancies, and then also mouse models to investigate the mechanisms of the associations that we find during pregnancy, and then use computational models to integrate the data that we derive. The major technology that we're using in the lab is mass cytometry, or CyTOF, that you might have heard of, which allows us to generate single cell functional immune profiles using antibodies of more than 40 or using panels of more than 40 antibodies, and then using imaging mass cytometry, which Louise already has introduced before, to generate spatial proteomic atlases, and for example, of the placenta. And we're doing this with our own CyTOF machine in the lab, which is open to all collaborators. So this is the latest generation, which is much faster than Louise, the previous generation. And so we've also excitingly just started to integrate Xenium measurements, so transcriptomics, with IMC measurements, which will allow us to integrate spatial transcriptomics and proteomics on the same slide. And then for the mechanisms or the mouse models that I mentioned, we're using chemogenetics for targeted neuromodulation, which allows us to causally link brain activity and neuronal circuits to peripheral outcomes of pregnancy and maternal immune adaptations. And yeah, so we're located on main campus in the CMM West building, and I hope to discuss more where all of your interest lies in maybe integrating the maternal immune adaptation to pregnancy in your studies. So thank you. Mm-hmm.